Tonight on Primetime, the man who was Taoiseach for 11 years.
How are you?
Levels serious allegations against the man who could be Taoiseach for the next 11.
Good evening.
Tonight, they go head to head.
Okay, you're going to be okay though? Yeah, you're going to be all right, yeah.
Good evening. Bertie Ahern, what exactly are your allegations against Leo Varadkar?
Well, Miriam, the basis of this is that I think the Deputy Varadkar is copying me from when I was Taoiseach.
No, I am not copying.
When I came into power, Miriam, there was massive growth.
Mm-hmm.
I had a 60% approval rating, mm-hmm. the same as himself.
Same as Leo.
And people were constantly at me that there was a bubble going
mm-hmm.
on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying, of course, that there was no bubble. And now I hear that they're telling him that there's a bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And he's starting to do the same thing and saying there's no bubble.
Mm-hmm. There is no bubble.
Exactly what I was saying. There was no bubble.
But there was a bubble.
Mm-hmm. The bubble. Okay, forget the bubble. Forget the bubble. What are you saying exactly, Bertie Ahern? I'm saying, Miriam, that he's basically me with a Southside accent, Miriam.
Taoiseach, are you just a posh Bertie?
Absolutely not, Miriam. A posh anything. For example, last week I outlined my difficulty I had with my apartment, which is in negative equity.
Negative equity. I didn't even have a house, Miriam.
Okay.
He's a copycat.
Okay, hold on, Bertie. Go on.
He'll be saying next week he doesn't have a bank account.
Okay, Taoiseach.
Go on.
I also talked about how it might be necessary to receive financial help from your parents.
Bertie?
Oh, yeah, the whip round, Miriam. He's just replaced the word friends with parents.
Okay,
Jesus.
Okay, let him speak.
But I think the key difference is in our personal lives.
Mm-hmm.
As you may remember, Miriam, I came out on your show.
A move that definitely propelled you to being Taoiseach?
Well, I'm not so sure about that.
Okay, Bertie Ahern, you're shaking your head there.
Miriam, I did that whole coming out thing 20 years ago.
Sorry, are you saying you're gay, Bertie?
No. I'm not saying that I'm gay.
Right.
Although I'd have no difficulty being gay.
Yeah. Okay.
I came out as a Man United supporter.
Oh, come on.
Which at the time, in 94 and 95 season especially, was much more difficult than anything
I thought,
Mr. Varadkar did.
But I thought you were always well known to be a Man United supporter.
No, Miriam. I was in the closet for 20 years.
Are you sure it wasn't the cupboard you were in?
Okay, who did you come out with?
I came out on BB Baskin, Miriam.
Who?
And I came out at the risk of alienating a huge amount of Liverpool and indeed Leeds United voters, fans. He's copying everything, Miriam. Even the little mistakes I made, which happened accidentally, but people liked it.
What mistakes?
Saying you felt like you were in that film Love Actually.
Oh, that was cute. Actually,
you see, sneaky. And the whole I like music thing with LTD sound system.
Oh, yeah.
It's LCD sound system.
What?
And that's a sneaky little endearing little mistake yourself, Mr. Ahern, isn't it?
You see, Miriam, he recognises it.
Okay.
I was going on about the Bee Gees years ago.
We are totally different people. I like craft beer.
Bass was the craft beer of the 90s.
I like getting up early in the morning.
Same as working halfway through the night. He even has the same voice as me, Miriam.
Okay. My voice is nothing like your voice.
There it is. He's got the rasp.
What rasp? What are you talking about?
He's cultivating the raspiness to the voice.
There's
Miriam.
No raspiness in my voice at all.
Okay, there's a little bit of raspiness there, Leo.
The next thing he'll be struggling to get the words out at all, Miriam.
Look,
he's doing it, Miriam.
Look,
that stutter is the only thing I had left.
If you'll just,
I copyrighted that stutter.
Stop stuttering,
please.
Stop stuttering, Leo.
Why don't you just stick on the yellow blazer and, in fact, finish me off?
Okay, good night.